You're listening to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
This email came into email at daveandchuckthefreak.com. She says, as you can probably guess by the title of the email, which is sharding job interview. I had a rough time at my job interview this past week.
Jeez. You sharded at your job interview?
You nailed it, Lise.
Yeah, Lise.
It's not ideal.
No, that's a...
Not hired.
Ken will say it. He says, you only got one chance to make a first impression. That's why he'll wear his fancy stuff sometimes.
Yeah.
It's fancy stuff. Yeah,
when big wigs come.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. So she said some background info. I'm a woman in my 20s, and I smoke cigarettes, which gives me small coughing fits sometimes. So I'm at a job interview last week, and I was early, so I'm waiting in my car. I had one of these fits, and as I was coughing hard, I farted.
Jeez.
Oh, yeah.
Booped.
But I knew something was wrong immediately.
Jesus.
I ran inside only to find there was no bathroom to be found. It was inside a little strip plaza, which was before most of the shops opened. Fast forward about an hour and a half, I'm home after the interview. Yes, I went to the interview, regardless of the possibility of what happened, and I realized I had definitely sharded.
Yeah, she loaded herself up,
but
please.
But you just go home?
Listen, here's
like, right
the deal.
Away.
You need to not worry
she
about
it. She needs that job.
I mean, I don't
it's
know.
It's a
girl, right? It's a girl.
Yeah.
You gotta... If you're coughing so hard, you're pooping your pants.
If I cough too hard,
that's like, that's
why I don't do any of the coughing things.
I smoke and I cough, but like, yeah. I don't
You
cough.
Don't poop your pants.
I've not Thank once God. Ever pooped.
That's good.
But the day I do...
You go home.
That's... I go home.
You don't sit here and
then you go out for a smoke and then just go home. I know what's happened.
Yeah, you just
I'll be like that turkey in that Chantix commercial. I'll crush up the cigarettes the day I poop my pants.
That'll get you to quit.
Yeah,
like, so everyone has their, you know, bottom.
Chartix. That could be like a medicine.
Yeah, Chartix really helped me quit smoking.
Chartix.
Ray Side Liotta, effects include.
Ray Liotta comes out.
Yeah.
I used to crap my pants.
Yeah, I pooped my pants one too many times. Now I get groceries. Because I quit smoking.
Yeah.
Yep. That's a bad idea, lady.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm maybe
don't
desperate.
You think she smelled during that?
Of course. She got
there's
poop in your
there's
pants.
No
Did
way
she get the
you
job?
Don't. She doesn't know yet.
There's
I'm
no.
I'm going to say no.
Yeah, I'm not hiring anyone that smells like poop.
If you could, because you smell,
you, know, you
smell
can.
It. Like the, it's a,
there's no way.
But it was like an
didn't.
Hour, right? So, like, and I will say this: I think the person doesn't smell it the way that other people smell it.
I think that a fresh deuce inside somebody's pants and it's soaked through and left a little
there.
Mark. I think you're gonna.
Well, there's
you're
no
in
way.
Like an office that's probably been professionally
right.
cleaned.
But what I'm saying is, so let's just say I did it. Let's just say right now,
okay,
I just
Chuck,
did it.
You just
okay.
sharted.
I've just done it.
Yep. Oh, no.
We would smell it within
You
yeah.
guys
five
would
seconds.
Smell it. I would seconds. Smell it early, but if I had to do something for 40 minutes before I came in here, I would probably, A, get used to it.
Mm. You would get used to it.
And then, but when I came walking in here, there'd be no hiding it. Right?
And I think it, the moment it happened, if you did it right there, you got maybe 10 seconds.
You don't
before
have to.
It, before
you
it
got about five.
Yeah, five, 6 seconds.
We've been in this situation.
Yeah,
yeah, we
and
have.
It was there was
she
no.
ran by us, and it was
something
devastating.
Like we'll never forget.
I was scarred. I'm scarred emotionally.
Yeah. I just whenever you guys talk about it, I feel bad for
you. Yeah, it was bad.
Yep.
So there was no bathroom in the office that she could say, "Hey, can I use your bathroom?" There's no bathroom.
I don't know.
I mean,
at some point, it's too late. Like. If I come in and I smell like poop and I'm trying to get a job in your place and I'm like, hi, can I use your bathroom? It's like a dead giveaway that something really bad's happened.
Yeah.
You got to go home.
You should, you
yeah,
go
you
home.
Just got to reschedule.
Book
a room. Like, what? What's around? Like,
right.
what?
There has to be something in driving distance.
Yeah.
There had to be a McDonald's or a Dunkin' or something around that you can go. Clean up your sharts.
Yeah, you
Maybe
can't
it was just a little baby shart. I think she was okay.
Man, someone said, I really think,
baby one.
Think this is my wife's email because she poops her pants often and she did just go to several job interviews.
Oh, jeez. I hope not.
What's happening here?
That's,
I don't know.
That's
Girls
my
are pooping themselves.
How is Lise? That possible?
I'd like you to meet my wife. She frequently poops her pants.
Hi. Hi. Nice to meet you, Matt.
She does it a lot.
The fact that people just message in about it.
Yep.
They just, and then the guy's like,
hey, it sounds like my wife.
Hey, they're talking about your wife. My wife just went to job interviews.
Yeah.
Poops her pants constantly.
Whose does it?
Just like proud of it.
Hell of a woman.
Yeah, she's always coughing and pooping herself.
I mean, she gets in these coughing fits and then lights out downstairs with the pooping of her pants.
She'll stick with it too. You know it.
I see the poop twice in one day at a place.
Yeah, two shots.
We were guests doing a Friendsgiving.
Friendsgiving.
What an amazing thing to have two of them within like a couple hours span.
That's incredible. Hell of a woman.
Powers through.
She cleaned the one mess up, came back around, cleaned the second mess up.
Didn't even bother with the first mess.
Yeah, she just let it roll.
Just keep wondering, was Shart Lady wearing a thong?
Yeah, oh, God. Good question. Really good question.
It'd be even worse. And someone said it had to be soaked through into the chair she was sitting on in the interview.
Well, it all depends if it was just a turtle head that just came out and...
Well, I mean, it sounded like she was smoking like a non-filtered cigarette on her car. Yeah. So, like Clint Eastwood.
Baby Shart, and then it's just, everyone. Baby Shart, dude.
That's what I was trying to get to with my Baby Shart comment. Thank you.
Yes.
I was hoping I'd go down that path.
I did.
Baby Shart.
Everyone's singing it. Everybody's singing it. Someone said, why didn't she just take off her underwear in the car?
Right.
Just keep those pants
off. You gotta take your pants off.
Well, honestly,
that's hard.
I feel like once you break the seal, now it completely smells like deuce.
Yeah.
But if you keep it sealed in there, if it's just a little baby shart and you keep it sealed in there, I think you're okay for the job interview.
I think you're way too confident.
I feel like
you can't conceal
my butt cheeks are like a microwave.
You'd be surprised, Dave.
You keep it cradled in there, this is what we're saying?
I'm just saying, if you keep it sealed in there,
I don't think so.
You'll be okay. You know, it can go all day.
Here's another woman. Pooped my pants on the way to a job interview. Had to pull over to throw away my nylons. Women are pooping themselves all over the place.
I'm getting upset, Lise. I'm looking right at you and I'm getting upset.
I know you are.
Maybe this is the reason. Butt stuff pretty mainstream these days. A lot of loose booty holes out there.
Well, that's true, too. What an offshoot
this. Well, I should put an end to that, then. If you're pooping your pants... You gotta like reevaluate everything.
But honestly,
you're doing.
Like we've talked about it before, where there were like porn chicks that had to get them rebuilt.
Their b-holes?
Yeah, because the things completely fell apart.
Oh, as you say, your back hole?
My back hole. If you're gonna say it.
Yeah. Huh. They're throwing anything and everything back there.
You know who worries about this? Our in-house Jew.
He worries about pooping his pants?
Yeah, I guess. Jason, is it a big fear of yours?
Well, ever since you told that story of the person who's crop dusted you with horrible stuff.
Yes.
Yeah.
I just assumed that I was in the same role as that person.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep.
So as your phone screener and more, every day I've prayed that I don't poop my pants and live in infamy like that person.
Oh, right. You don't want us to talk about you on the radio.
Can I be honest? Sure.
You don't even have a single chance at even coming close to as gross as that person. You are so fine.
Yeah,
much different.
Jason,
you put yourself
to rest.
Well, not if I poop my pants and come running.
You're right. Don't poop your pants, though. But don't poop your pants, okay, bud?
Well, that's the goal.
All right.
Every night I pray. All right. Don't poop my pants at work with Dave and Chuck the Freak.
Yeah, don't come running through our studio.
Yeah, that too.
Because
that
would be weird.
That would be weird.
That's what they do.
I mean, he doesn't have to, thankfully.
No, I stay far away just for that reason.
Jason, if you poop your pants, just go home. Okay?
Yeah.
Just leave.
Yeah.
Get in your car and you go.
There's two things.
Run. Just run.
Seal it off. Right? Because this is what this person has failed to do in their life.
Yeah.
If you poop your pants. I'm being serious.
No, we know, Chuck.
Yeah, this is...
Seal it off. Get some masking tape. Tape around your knees.
Everything I own will be deactivated in terms of social media, and I'll be living on a mountain somewhere. You won't be able to find me.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I mean, let's hope we don't go there, but now you know your escape plan. Thank you, Jason. Yeah.
You're welcome.
Any of us, if this happens, it's game over.
Oh, it's game over. It changes everything forever.
It's game over.
It changes everything.
If any of us poop ourselves. Is that what you're saying?
Poop yourself in here.
Yeah.
While
I know.
Doing this.
I know.
I'm confident.
It's game over.
Well.
Yeah.
We bobble.
I mean, I don't know. I got about a 92%.
Yeah, Andy, you're way
too. Come on,
too.
You sit right next to me.
Well, here's the thing.
Pants.
Luckily, my diet's changed, and it's like, It's not as loosey-goosey as it used to
be. My diet's never been worse.
Used to be, but, I mean, there were times where I'm like, we better wrap this up because I have to poop.
I got back on Weight Watchers for 4 hours.
Oh, that's it? You're off now? You're done?
You're out?
What happened?
You know what happened? I forgot I was on it.
You're not committed.
I literally went
ready.
Home.
Well,
on the way home, got bad food.
Oh, Charlie.
And then I was like,
wait a second. All right, get set up right there. I'm on Weight Watchers right now.
That's legitimate.
Fred Devils. He tripped on my face. Oh, crap. I guess I'm not on it. I guess I'll start again next week. I forgot that today was diet day.
I did. I got on my way home from telling Andy. Telling Andy that I'm with you.
Yeah. Oh, no.
I'm with you, man. I'm tired of it. I ate a single bar, so I was so hungry. I was like, God, I'm so hungry. I just ate one bar, I guess, today. You know what? Give me a large.
Oh, no.
That is funny.
Yeah.
I forgot that every
single. And I was eating it. I'm telling you this. So I'm eating. I got a Blizzard, which is the worst thing I could have got for me.
Blizzard?
Yeah, I got a Blizzard.
So not just your normal fast food run.
I thought maybe you just had like lunch.
That is my lunch. That's my lunch.
And started my dad today. Blizzard's good.
Yeah, Blizzard. So I just pulled in. I ordered it. But this is the kicker. So I take like a couple bites. I realized it after a couple bites.
God damn it.
So I could have just thrown it all away.
You're not going to do that.
But I tell you, yeah. I didn't do it.
No. There's always tamarind.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't do it.
Are you back on it today?
Nah.
I got my one bar.
Let's see if you make it through another day.
I got my one bar.
One day at a time. Holidays will derail you, though.
Yeah, you got to make progress before the holidays.
You know what? I'm going to say this right now. Christmas does not derail me.
No?
Even every time I've done a diet, it's not Christmas. Because for me...
There's Christmas cookies.
Nah, I don't eat a lot of that. I don't eat a lot of that. It's candy holidays that get me. And Christmas is like a baked goods holiday.
So you'll be fine until
Easter destroys me. Halloween destroys me. Those are the candy holidays are devastating for me. Because I can't throw away a bag of candy where, like, Dave will just toss it in a ditch.
I can't throw it away either.
I can't throw it away. Like, I can't justify it.
All I do is all I have in my fridge is peppers.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to, that's it. It can't be around.
So then I just grab a pepper when it's time to get nutrients or whatever. Goddamn nutrients.
Well, you got to live, you know?
I know.
I've been there. All right. So, yeah, it was a mistake. It was a mistake. I'm going to try to have it not happen again.
Yeah.
Well, we wish you luck, dude.
Thank you.
All you can do is try.
It sucks when you forget.
Oh, my God. I couldn't believe it.
I was so disappointed. Today was the day I'm transforming myself.
I was so disappointed in myself, but then such a fat ass that I was like, but I got to eat it. I can't throw it away with the hair. Yeah. Oh, man, I suck.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Rate Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
Zac Efron is heading into the wilderness for 3 weeks for a series called Killing Zac Efron. This is for the Quibi.
Oh, Quibi.
That's Quibis.
Quibi.
They're getting lots of Prius.
They are. Yeah. Zac is going to try and survive 21 days in the jungle on a remote island with only basic gear, a guide partner, and, of course, a camera crew, obviously. He says, I tend to thrive under extreme circumstances and seek out opportunities that challenge me on every level. I'm excited to explore any uncharted territory and discover what unexpected adventure awaits. It all came about because they saw him on a Bear Grylls episode and they thought, oh, He would be great for this. The show will be on Quibi, an upcoming streaming service that's going to specialize in short-form content.
That streaming service sounds like it sucks.
It does sound like it sucks. We're going to put that Zac Efron, have him survive with a bunch of help.
So bad. What was yesterday? What did you have about it? The 10-minute thing?
10-minute show from Liam Neeson.
Yeah.
Not Liam Neeson. Liam Hemsworth.
We'll get all the Liams together that we know.
10 minutes with Liam Neeson.
Listen, I know it sounds like a dumb idea, and I can't imagine paying anything more than $1 a month
for Quibi.
But at the same time, this is all I do anyway. Like, yeah. I watch the dumbest things that are 10 minutes long, like, all the time.
Yeah, but it's
you don't
pay
Quibi.
You don't need a streaming service for that.
I know, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, it's like, why do I need to sign up for it?
Yeah. And it's just because they're
But if I was a celebrity and you said to me, listen, we're going to make, we want to pay you this money, but we're just making 10-minute shows, I could do something for 10 minutes.
Said that they hit 100 million in ad sales
already. It's Jeffrey Katzenberg behind it and Meg Whitman, two bigwigs from Hollywood.
Think about it. Every 10 minutes, an ad's going to play.
But they're not targeting me, or you know, they're not targeting. Yeah. It's I don't know.
They're targeting millennials.
They say millennials, but I'm a millennial.
And
I'm
younger than millennial. I see.
Yeah, looking for the millennials behind us.
$1 billion in financing already from Disney, Warner Media, and other studios and investors.
Well, they must know the psychology of what's coming. Then
I hope they have other plans.
$5 a month with ads. $8 a month without ads.
That's cheap pricey shows
for 10 minute shows.
Throwing Zac Efron out in the jungle. I don't care about
Does he have
that.
A shirt on?
Is that worth not, $8 right? a month?
I'll have his shirt off and he's going to have to drink his own pee to survive. Here's my $5.
You put him in underwear, he'll pay the $8.
I'll go commercial free if he's in his whitey tighties.
I think Would Disney he, smoked
Do
him.
They have any plans on just allowing... User-made content to go on there?
Sounds like it's all produced.
I mean, Steven Spielberg's involved. There's all sorts of names.
Because all of that is great, but there's going to be a limit. It's almost the way Disney Plus is, where when you talk about like their own original content that's not like movies that we've all seen already or whatever. It's tough for a service to just start out and have enough stuff, because maybe I'm interested in Zac Efron and no shirt drinking his own pee.
Do you think they're targeting people in their 20s? Like, what do people in their 20s want to see that, though, really?
I think early to mid-20s is what they're going for.
Huh.
Yeah, like, they must have done the research and realized this is exactly what, like, a 20-year-old kid wants.
There's something behind it, but... At the same time,
But they have to make tons of content. Tons of 10-minute content.
Tons of it. And they got to hope that these kids pay for it.
Yeah.
They don't like paying for stuff.
You know, it's funny. I think, like, one of the... It's interesting the way YouTube works. Because YouTube has a thing where videos, if you set it a certain way, videos just never stop playing. You know, they just keep playing and playing and playing. Yeah. And if you knew how many times I've, like... walked in to like I hear something and I'm like, God, it's 5 o'clock in the morning. What am I hearing right now? And then I realize one of the kids has just fallen asleep with their phone on.
And it's still streaming stuff.
But it's people have made money all night.
They got Bill Murray to star in a comedy series. Peter Farrelly comedy series.
Oh wow, he's gonna team up with one of the Farrelly brothers?
Mm. He'll play a recurring role opposite Dave Franco in The Now. A comedy series which hails from the Green Book director.
That helps.
I bet that'll be big.
But see, this...
That's a lot, actually.
And they're just being obvious about the Zac Efron thing. Shirts may or may not be featured. They're throwing it out there. They know what you want, James.
I just saw a $5 bill fly right out of my wallet.
There it goes. James doesn't mind watching an ad.
Will Arnett's
going to
host
Will Arnett.
Comedy series.
Oh, they have Will Arnett? Well, I take back my comments.
Yeah.
They advertise that stuff?
Why aren't they leading with Bill Murray?
They're reviving the Varsity Blues series.
Not that one.
It's not for everybody. Just me.
It's more Bill Murray.
Chrissy's Court. Chrissy Teigen's going to host a court show.
No thanks.
Oh, God.
No,
but that's horrible. But this is the thing you have to understand. You're not going to watch it. I'm not going to watch it. But there's somebody's going to watch Chrissy Court.
Ian, I feel like the people they're leading with is the same people that I think they're trying to target, which is like the early to mid 20-year-olds.
Yes.
There's Efron and
they know what they're doing. They got some of the biggest names in Hollywood behind it. So Queeby may be more than we thought.
Yeah, you know, I guess they're going to be big.
Queeby.
But if you see the people, like if it was me starting Queeby, it'd be dead.
Because you can't start Queeby.
But when when huge names in Hollywood are behind something, they just make a phone call and they're like, "Hey, Zach, how you doing, bud?"
Your thought would just be alien shows and you too.
Oh my gosh,
the worst.
That's it. It's not
the worst
streaming channel
service.
Would be your streaming service.
Freaky, sign up for Freaky.
Freaky, just YouTube music playing over it.
Yep,
I'd be like, this channel's crazy.
I'm going to write this down.
That's a good idea.
Sign up for Freaky, coming soon. Alien shows and YouTube documentaries.
Brought to you by DQ.
I just have $5 more flying out of my wallet.
Yep, and I've just made a ton of money.
Oh, Freaky.
You get a DQ sponsorship and you're laughing.
Well, you can't laugh at a DQ if you get DQ.
Oh, boy. You know how many big streamers even now make jokes about the fact that they can't even get sponsored and they're giant streamers.
Yeah.
So bring me that DQ.
If you get Dairy Queen, you're set. You're set.
I'm not
sure,
you
get
guys.
Dairy Queen.
Woo!
Do you hear about Chuck?
UFOs is going to take off soon.
$100 million. He got Dairy Queen.
Yeah, that Freaky's really taking off.
10-minute UFO content.
Dairy Queen sponsored his UFO YouTube channel. U2FO. Everybody loves U2FO.
Copyright David.
Dairy Queen signed right out of the gate. Sponsored.
Yeah, sponsored the whole thing. I'm not. I haven't spent a cent of my own money.
I saw him. He's doing great.
Yeah, he is. Yeah. Good for him.
There he is, Jen.
There he is. I'm hanging out with the Edge this afternoon.
U2FO's going good.
Big time. It's unbelievable. Yeah. We're doing a tour.
I heard you got Dairy Queen.
Yep. You two, turns out, loves UFOs.
You have a show where you and Bono go hunting for UFOs?
Exactly.
Oh, that's his dream.
Bono's like crashing on a bike and stuff. And I'm like, Bono!
Shut up just for 1 second, Bono! Shut up, the aliens don't want to hear you talk about Africa right now. Shut up for 1 second!
You're just eating a blizzard in the background. Or you look for aliens.
The ad placement is just unstoppable.
Product placement.
Dairy Queen's like, we've never spent money more wisely than U2FO.
U2FO is going to be so huge if it's literally Chuck looking at the sky in a show eating Dairy Queen. And then Bono's
I'm making
like,
a video
what?
Tonight. You know, tonight there's some kind of crazy. There's a crazy thing happening tonight. There's a crazy meteor shower happening tonight. It's called there's a unicorn meteor shower happening tonight.
What?
And I'm going outside. Yes.
What?
There's a unicorn meteor shower. I believe this is Thursday, right?
What are you talking about?
There's okay.
I know he all gets all huffy.
A certain comet.
Okay.
Its tail, we're about to go through it. But right. The way that it is, I didn't read the whole thing. I just know what's happening.
It happens every year. It's not a
meteor
big deal.
Shower?
The rare unicorn meteor shower outburst.
It happens every year between November 21st and November 23rd.
That thing.
It's unofficially dubbed the unicorn meteor shower because it can be seen in the night sky near the unicorn constellation.
There goes Bono. You go.
Imagine just slow motions. Just think about it right now.
Okay.
This is starting.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
The streets have no name. And it's a slow motion sky. And then in 2 seconds, 3, 2, 1, shooting stars. Shooting stars.
Beautiful.
What a magical moment.
Shooting stars.
And then all of a sudden, Bono comes out.
He's swinging on something. He's swinging on a Dairy Queen thing. I'm eating Dairy Queen.
Come on, guys.
It's UFO rules.
I know. Okay. And then a UFO lands.
Yeah. Wow.
Amazing. Yep. All right. Look for that new streaming service.
I'm going to have to call some guys.
You're getting all my Quibi money.
The UFO lands and it has the DQ thing on the side.
No, I stick it to it. I walk up and I have to stick it on there. And then after that, my whole
body changes because that's what happens to you. But
you're getting taken up on the ship, about to get probed and all that. And you're exactly. still eating your Blizzard.
Oh, yeah. Sure. He won't put that down. No doubt. Oh, you know what? I'll have to get a DQ tattoo near my butthole.
Yep.
Because that'll make it on there for sure.
That's God.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Subscribe now to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
We're off to Mexico now, where a church claims it has accidentally erected the largest baby Jesus statue in the world.
What?
Also accidentally made it look just like Phil Collins.
It looks just like Phil Collins.
They made a huge baby Jesus?
Yes.
Did someone sell a giant Phil Collins?
You have to see it. You have to see it on the computer.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Did someone baby sell a church a Jesus. Giant Phil Collins and tell him it was baby Jesus?
I don't know how it happened.
Dude.
Greatest scam of the century.
It's like, honey, I blew up the kid, but honey, I blew up the Jesus.
Yes. The nearly 22-foot tall, 2,000-pound giant baby Jesus traveled 12 hours to get there where it now resides. I'm bringing it up.
I feel like we need a Phil Collins song to play, too.
Boom, boom, boom. Yeah, get a good one.
Which one?
In the air tonight.
There we go.
Is it?
Yeah.
And we drums.
Go. Okay.
So there it is. There's Dude. The picture of it.
It looks like so much like Phil Collins.
Why is the baby Jesus have Phil Collins' hairline?
The hairline is what absolutely does it.
It's 22 feet tall, 2,000 pounds. The priest, Umberto Rodriguez, says he only meant to commission a statue that would fit the church, but in doing so, he created the biggest Jesus / Phil Collins statue on the planet.
Oh, my God. The Jesus, he looking like anybody to chew?
Anybody to chew?
Does he look like anybody to chew?
Kind of.
I think he kind of like
a Genesis?
He look a little bit like a Genesis. I can't feel him.
He just Collins?
Yeah, he looks like a Phil Collins.
Just Google baby Jesus Phil Collins and you'll see what we're looking at here. There is a space, I guess, of 26 feet between the ceiling and the floor there in that church. So he ordered a statue that measured 21 feet. He said he had no idea it would become the biggest baby Jesus statue in the world and no idea that it would look anything like Phil Collins.
Is it creepy that the baby Jesus looks like it's stalking you, like sneaking up on you? Number one, it's a baby.
His eyes like a follow you, man.
Yeah, it's like...
You shouldn't be getting around that
It's
way.
In mid-step, like it's ready to come after
okay.
you.
Hey.
Hey.
With his hands out.
Does he like he's trying to like come out of... Like a grabbed you?
A little bit. But even remember Phil Collins had that front hair tuft? He's yes. even got the front hair tuft.
That's the number one thing.
Do Latin people believe Jesus looks like Phil Collins?
It is a no.
You think that's something to do with Genesis being the name of the group and also like the Old Testament of the Bible?
Is that the connection?
We got it mixed up. Genesis is a part of the Bible.
I want to go to the Phil Collins church.
Blessed be his name.
Phil Collins reps did not reply to a request for comment about the massive honor. This artwork is made of fiberglass resin, automotive paste, and automotive paint.
Hennessy's.
Hey, golly.
So they've actually contacted the Guinness World Records now that they realize they've got the world's largest baby Jesus statue. The current record of it's a Jesus statue is 120 feet tall in Poland, but it's not the baby Jesus.
He's the biggest baby Jesus we ever seen. He look identical.
It is a sneaky, a very sneaky baby Jesus.
Yeah, that's so sneaky.
That look like a Phil Collins.
He look like you're going to... Jump out and get you like at a haunted house. That's what we want.
He's going to grab you.
Oh, I cannot believe.
He's going to dig your soul.
So funny.
He looks exactly like a Phil Collins. He even got the little swoop. Scholars maintain that Biggie says, look exactly like a Phil Collins.
Everybody knew that in the Middle East at the time, there was a man walking around and looking like a Phil Collins. Everybody know that.
It's common knowledge. It's Collins.
It's common knowledge.
Historians maintain that baby Jesus come out of looking like exactly like a Phil Collins.
Middle Eastern Phil Collins. Jeez.
I wonder what Phil Collins thinks about
it. I know. It's crazy. It's like, wow. He's got to go, right?
He's got to go.
You got
to
go.
He's got to make a pilgrimage to the baby.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Woo.
Blessed be his name.
Scared the hell out of me.
Woo.
Oh, there wow. we go.
I'm glad you did that, man.
That's what you hear when you walk through the door. The door's
yeah, it has, no, but it has like one of those sensors on it.
Yeah.
Like you walk by and it just constantly.
Yeah, absolutely. What if like their head sculptor was just like a huge Genesis fan?
Something happened there.
It's like, you're not going to believe what else I set up in here. Once you open the doors, does it the drums.
Yeah.
Does it drums.
Oh, my goodness. It's too funny. I don't understand how it happened, but it happened. They've got a giant.
Is that a statue of a world-famous Phil Collins as a child?
That's baby Jesus putting it in the face of the beloved Phil Collins.
I love you.
That song is so big.
And if you were stoned and you happened to go to the Phil Collins.
Oh, my God. Wait a second.
By mistake.
I am super high
right now. We are aliens.
I am super, super duper high.
I'm on angel dust.
I swear to God, I just like.
I am on angel dust.
I don't think I took any of the PCPs, but I swear to God, that biggest baby of Jesus.
No, what do you mean biggest baby Jesus? That's the biggest Phil Collins.
I think that's a baby Jesus, though. I'm freaking out.
He's got a diaper on.
Is Phil Collins in a diaper?
Why is he got a diaper? Why is it Phil Collins in a diaper?
That's our last time we take a mushrooms and go to church. I'll tell you that much.
I swear to God.
That's the
right
last
now,
time.
I swear to God. I see Phil Collins.
Yes.
In a diaper.
Yes.
Sneaking up on me.
We got the wrong directions. We went to where.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't know the drums were coming.
Oh, yeah. Shoot. We missed the drums. Yeah.
We went to the church of Phil Collins.
Hey, let's walk past him.
Here we
He's
go.
Following me.
Jesus Christ. Phil.
Do you hear him?
Did everybody hear that or just us?
Sometimes I think that it. I think that was just us. I think that statue.
You heard it, right? You heard it.
I walked by and it was just the drums from in the air tonight. I swear about you. I heard it. I heard it. You heard that?
Yes, it you do. Ba-dum, ba-boom, 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 ba-boom.
It's a miracle.
This place is a.
Baby Jesus Phil Collins got himself just drummed to us.
He is our little drummer boy.
Oh, sweet God.
I will never forget this moment. I will live right from this day.
I will change my path I am on.
Baby Phil Collins and play his drums are for me.
The heavens opened up and played the drums from the heaven.
I did not have all the answers. But then I heard the drums of the baby Jesus and Phil Collins. And now I live it differently.
The angel Gabriel, not Peter Gabriel, he left the bank.
He's out of the bank.
Again, if you want to see it, I'll tweet it out so you can see what we're talking about here. Twitter.com/Dave and Chuck. You can see it there for yourself. This baby Jesus Phil Collins.
It's incredible.
The guy who sculpted him gave him incredible ribs.
Yeah, he did.
He did.
Yeah.
That's like, weird, too. Yeah.
Like, no baby has rib definition.
No.
They're all the chub. Fat. Yeah, they're all chub.
He's the son of a god. He has the best abs.
He's a six of bay.
Yeah. Oh.
It's different, for sure. So go twitter.com/DaveandChuck. You'll see the link to the story.
He was handsome as a Phil Collins.
Did you know that the baby Jesus is a beautiful man, like a young Phil Collins?
He was born with the hair of Phil Collins.
And they should have gave him a little, like, 5 o'clock shadow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Would have really sold it.
Oh, it's incredible.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.